Segregation was a reality in 1940s Peoria. The future Reverend C.T. Vivian got his start in the civil rights movement by changing that.
It wasn't allowing black patrons to sit at the tables. Well, they kind of came up with this ingenious way to shame the owners.
That's Steve Pfeiffer, the co-author of Vivian's posthumous memoir. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.
Today is Monday, March 15th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Back in April 2020, I had the chance to speak with 13-year-old David Simmons, who was busy using his 3D printer to create face shields for his community. Less than a year later, David's been chosen as one of three U.S. Cellular Feature of Good winners for all his hard work. I recently checked in with David to hear about his award and about what he's been up to this year. He had stepped up the pace of production after a local college had offered him the money for a new 3D printer to help him fulfill their order faster.
So now I have a new 3D printer, and it's so much better. I printed the 50 face shields probably within 2 weeks, which would never have happened.
He's printed about 150 face shields to date. Demand has slowed, so David has begun designing other things for his community. His most successful new project has been a reminder card.
It's meant for reminding seniors to do tests around the house or take their medication.
Continued work on this new project can now be funded by his Future of Good winnings. David won $10,000 along with the title of Future of Good winner. And while he hasn't decided exactly how he'll invest his $10,000 prize, David is grateful for the money and has a few ideas.
I haven't really decided on the things I'm going to use it for, but it just opens up a lot more possibilities. Because if I wanted to, if I saw a use for instance, like a laser cutter, I could buy a laser cutter and use that as to complement my 3D printer. And that could open up a whole new realm of possibilities, and I could make a ton of other things for my community.
Here's some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. A historic landmark in Galesburg desperately needs help. The 123-year-old Central Congregational Church on the square downtown is trying to raise money to repair its stained glass windows. And graduating Bradley University students will get to walk across the stage in May. The university announced Friday that it will hold multiple in-person commencement events to accommodate social distancing. Students and guests will be expected to wear masks and sanitize. Each graduate can bring two guests. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. The Reverend C.T. Vivian died before finishing his memoir, It's in the Action. That left co-author Steve Pfeiffer with the job of telling the rest of the civil rights icon's story. WCBU's Tim Shelley spoke with Pfeiffer about how he completed the book and shared some of Vivian's stories of living in Illinois.
He was 90 years old and he'd never told his story. So after a little back and forth, we decided to collaborate on a memoir that would be told in his voice. And we started and we got quite far. I did quite a bit of interviewing with him, but as time went by, his memory faded and he passed away as we were kind of towards the end of the process. But fortunately, there's so much that has been either recorded of him in the past or speeches or sermons that I was able to get my hands on, previous interviews and so forth, so that I was able to complete the book even in his absence. Of course, I wish he were around because there's been a lot of nice attention and recognition of his importance. And while he got plenty of that in his lifetime, it would have been nice for him to be getting it now as well.
I just wanted to talk a little bit about his childhood growing up in West Central Illinois, Macomb. That was kind of a pivotal, formative period for him. I was wondering if you two had chatted a little bit about that.
Quite a bit, yeah. While he did attend integrated elementary school and high school in Macomb, it was formative for him because he did experience racism. So when he was in high school, even though the teacher told him that he should have had the lead in the special junior class play but that he couldn't because he was black, and would he like to paint scenery, or when classmates told him that they'd love to have him over for parties or for dinner, but their parents wouldn't let him. It was really his first exposure to, I guess what you call institutional racism. And there's a great story he told me about when they first moved, where he was out in the yard and saw what he thought was a ghost and was a little afraid initially to approach it, but then gathered up all his courage and decided to go for it and approach the ghost. And it turned out to be sheets that were just hanging on the family wash on the clothesline. But he said it taught him a lesson that you don't back away from things that might scare you. And it actually served him very well during the years to come.
To move down the road a little bit, he went to Western Illinois University, and then he came to Peoria, Illinois, to take a job at the Carver Center. And that was really the first time we hear about C.T. Vivian really engaging in nonviolent civil protests, so to speak.
The opportunity for kind of organized, nonviolent direct action was a relatively new concept in the United States at that time. There weren't a lot of those going on in the 40s. You don't hear about the lunch counter sit-ins or anything like that until 10 years later, at least. But what they were trying to do, I guess Bishop's Cafeteria wasn't allowing black patrons to sit at the tables. So they kind of came up with this ingenious way to shame the owners into seating blacks. The white people that were part of this protest, they would go in and two people would sit at a table for four, and then two black people would come in, and the two white people at the table would invite them to join them and really force the hand of the white manager to kick out the black people. And they would have to do it in front of all the other patrons. It took quite a few weeks, but they eventually wore down the management there and the cafeteria was fully integrated.
That was Tim Shelley's interview with Steve Pfeiffer, co-author of the C.T. Vivian memoir, It's in the Action. The book hits stores tomorrow. Before we let you go, the Washington City Council meets tonight at 6:30 at the Washington District Library. You can also attend via Zoom. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm Agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.